Hello and welcome to the Psychology of Learning German. My name is Gerhard Orwand. I'm a lecturer in work and organization psychology and a German language teacher. Today we'll continue our series through my latest book, The Goal Method for Learning German. And we are now in chapter 3 on resources, role models, mentors, and accountability partners. In the book, you find a list of recommended resources, freely available online resources. I just want to remind you that the problem in learning German and in many endeavors too is not that there are not enough resources available, but that you give attention to the resources most suitable for your individual needs and ends. Otherwise, there's an overwhelm of resources, and most often we choose those that are most easily available, but not necessarily the most competent sources for references. So I recommend that you make this as a very conscious step of figuring out what is my personal reference dictionary online and offline. If you're learning another foreign language, or if you already know another foreign language, it's highly recommendable to link those two languages. For example, if you know a bit of Spanish, you could buy a dictionary Spanish-German too. So you will improve both languages at the same time. Other important resources are having a folder, a very thin folder with printouts. Printouts of the most important lists, tables, and grammar rules. In the end, that folder shouldn't contain more than 20 or 25 pages. But it's a different difference of having something on paper which you can touch and where you can underline and color and highlight stuff, and having something somewhere stored in a mobile device and on a screen. This is really one of the key elements in the resource you should have, and it should be updated and audited regularly, just as any professional should have his or her instruments and resources. If you set out to learn German, you should have a very small collection of such resources. More about this you find in the book, but let me talk about role models. So this is very important, because when we were learning our native language, we automatically used our parents or caregivers as our role model. So for our brain, it was very easy to develop a certain accent, because we heard 95% of interactions, we heard the voices of our parents, and there was a clarity of what the right pronunciation is. Right, of course, it's conditioned, but for a child, the right accent is the accent it hears at home. So at least this way we developed our native accent, which is quite consistent and even difficult to dissimulate and to change. Compare this with a situation where you are a foreigner and you are not surrounded by two adults speaking all the day. So now you will listen to all different kinds of accents and pronunciation. In the past, maybe you bought a language course with a CD or two cassettes, and then you would try to copy those voices there. But now, with YouTube and podcasting, we are exposed to so many different accents of the language we are learning, for example, of German, that it's an almost impossible task for our brain to establish a clear standard for pronunciation. Because what is a standard? A standard is something we can compare ourselves to. When we are learning our native language, everything we said, we automatically compared against the gold standard of our parents' pronunciation. But if we are learning German, we don't have this gold standard. And what is this gold standard? Hundreds of people we have listened to on Facebook, on social media. And now, therefore, it's very important that you make the standard. So you establish the standard by picking somebody you would try to emulate. Could be a person from the region you are planning to move, if you are planning to migrate to Germany or Austria, or a person you think has a particularly pleasant accent. And then it's important to make sure that you have access to plenty of material by that person so that you don't run out of material. Because if you only have one interview with that person, at a certain point you will grow tired of listening every day to the same interview. So it should be something enticing, something interesting. So the ideal role model would be somebody that produces something in that language on a regular basis. So the easiest targets here would be television anchors or radio hosts or podcasters. But be aware that not all of them may have the accent you want to emulate. Although I personally consume a lot of podcasts by non-journalists or non-radio journalists, when learning foreign languages, I prefer to listen to high-quality voices, so by journalists that are trained to speak on the radio. Because on the one hand, there's the content that I'm interested in, but on the other hand, it's the voice quality. And somebody who is a radio journalist has really worked on his voice and on her voice and has a higher standard of pronunciation and style too. And the last point I would recommend to have is accountability partner, a person you feel accountable towards, with whom, for example, once a week or twice a month, you check each other's progress. Not necessarily related to German strictly, but just whether you are sticking to your plan. And with that person, maybe you can discuss also obstacles or relapses from your routine. And this other person needn't be a fellow German student. It could be somebody that has a completely different life goal, like to lose or gain weight, to change his or her diet, to find a new job. And you keep each other accountable in the pursuit of those goals. That's it. If you want more details on those topics, I recommend, of course, my latest book, The Go Method for Learning German, available worldwide on Amazon as Kindle or paperback. Otherwise, just stick here with me in the podcast, and after going through each chapter of the book, we'll answer your individual questions. So if you have comments, please write me an email. All the best and have a great weekend and week. Bye-bye.